But now it's the corner
from Wilmot underneath the crossbar. Keeper flaps at it a bit, but in the end gets a decent punch on it. Comes out to Keith Keane inside the box, drives it back in. Kovacs tries to get
yes!
Turned in.
Yes!
Wilson take the lead, and it's the new boy Andre Gray who scored inside the 6-yard area. He opens his account for the Hatters, and how important might that goal be? Approaching the hour mark at Kenilworth Road, it's Andre Gray with the goal as Grimsby couldn't clear the corner, and it's Luton 1, Grimsby 0.
Well, that's instinctive from Gray there inside the box. It's come to him, he's turned and he's lashed it home from close range and the back of the net. There's nothing the keeper McCowan could do about that one, and the Hatters take the lead on the hour, and the Luton fans celebrating. And after a period of pressure from Luton Town, really paying dividends, and they've got that goal. Gray's making the run inside the box. Gray gets beyond the defender. Gray is in! Andre Gray has scored. It's 2-2 for the number 27. From a tight angle, he's lashed it across the face of goal into the far corner. And in the fifth minute, Andre Gray opens the score, and it's Luton Town 1, York City 0. What a goal! Keane plays it through to Howes. Howes chips it onto Gray on the edge of the area. It's going to fall to O'Connor. Back to Gray. It's a goal for the Hatters. It's 3-3 for Andre Gray. And within a minute, Luton are back level. And that was a lovely sweeping move from the Hatters down the right-hand side. The ball fell kindly for O'Connor. He just tapped it back into the edge of the area to Gray. And Gray, with only the keeper to beat, slotted it past him. And in the seventh minute, it's 1-1.